From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Wrapping up the G20 summit meeting in Pittsburgh, President Obama today praised his fellow participants for adopting tough new regulations he says are aimed at avoiding another financial crisis. The president said actions by G20 nations since the spring have brought the global economy back from the brink. And Mr. Obama said stimulus efforts need to continue until the global economic recovery is sufficiently strong.
Going forward, we cannot tolerate the same old boom and bust economy of the past. We can't grow complacent. We can't wait for a crisis to cooperate.
The president also touched on the announcement today of a previously secret Iranian nuclear facility, warning Iran against going down a path he says would lead to a confrontation. On the topic of the war in Afghanistan, the president said while he understands the public's weariness of the war, he plans to continue asking questions before deciding whether to commit additional forces to the region. An Afghan immigrant at the center of a terrorism investigation is being transferred from Colorado to New York. As prosecutors laid out their argument for keeping Nasrullah Zazi locked up, they laid out evidence linking him to a bomb plot. NPR's Jeff Brady has more.
Prosecutors told a judge in Denver they're convinced Najibullah Zazi is a dangerous man. They presented evidence that showed Zazi has bomb-making instructions on his computer, and they claim he obtained the instructions while in Pakistan. This summer, he allegedly purchased items from beauty supply stores to make the bombs. Prosecutors say he then traveled to New York just before the September 11th anniversary, apparently with the intent of exploding a bomb. David Gawet is the U.S. attorney in Colorado.
We're pleased with that decision that the judge held Mr. Zazi without bond, and his next appearance in court will be in the Eastern District of New York.
Authorities put Zazi on a plane to New York shortly after the hearing ended. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
Sales of new homes continued to move into positive territory last month. The government says new home sales were up slightly, 0.7%, and NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
New home sales were pretty flat in this latest report. Carl Case is a housing economist at Wellesley College.
Pessimists will point out that it's essentially unchanged. We're not selling more new homes. And optimists will point out that it's not falling.
Case says the encouraging news here is that enough people are buying houses that they're putting a real dent in the glut of new homes that are just sitting there unsold. There are now about 260,000 new homes on the market.
That's down from almost twice that much a year ago. You want to see supply and demand come back into balance so prices stop falling.
Meanwhile, some economists are concerned about what's called the shadow inventory of homes. That is, all the homes that are still likely to get foreclosed on. That increases the supply and pushes down prices. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 42 points to close at 9,665 for the week. The Dow lost 1.6%. This is NPR. A judge in Massachusetts rejected a GOP request asking that the swearing-in of Senator Edward Kennedy's interim replacement be postponed. State Republican Party had argued that Democratic Governor Patrick Duvall exceeded his constitutional authority by temporarily appointing Paul Kirk to the post pending a special election to be held in January. That's because while such laws in Massachusetts generally don't take effect for 90 days, the governor signed a letter declaring the measure an emergency. Kirk was sworn in today by Vice President Joe Biden. The Air Force has released new proposed rules for how it's going to buy tens of billions of dollars worth of mid-air refueling tankers, NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports.
35 or so billion dollars, 179 airplanes. This is not a small contract, but it is a troubled one. This is the third try to award it. Originally, it was given to Boeing, but that contract was canceled amid corruption allegations. Then it was given to a partnership of Northrop Grumman and the European makers of the Airbus. That was tossed out last year after Boeing charged the competition was unfair, a charge that held up under scrutiny from the GAO. Now the Air Force is trying again, and they're saying that this time the competition will be fair, open, and transparent. But a political battle is heating up as well. Both companies have traditional congressional backers, and awarding this large a project to a European manufacturer may be a hard sell on Capitol Hill. Both companies have 60 days to comment on the proposal. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News.
The Tribune Company, owner of the Los Angeles Times, the Chicago Tribune, and the Baltimore Sun, has told a federal bankruptcy judge the company needs the authorization to hand out $70 million in bonuses. Testifying before the bankruptcy court, the company's CFO said payment of the bonuses is designed to incentivize managers at a time the company faces intense challenges. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.